早上好，各位早上好。
A very good morning to everyone.
可以再一次见到大家都安好，很高兴。
I'm very glad to see you all well and sound.
嗯哼，所以今天呢，我就继续分享上一次周年庆我没有讲完的信息。
Today, I would like to continue with what I haven't finished when I spoke about the message on the church anniversary in November.
前几个礼拜就是我们教会23周年庆。
A few weeks ago, we celebrated the 23rd anniversary of the church.
还有没有人记得当时我选的题目是什么？
Does anyone of you still remember what I spoke about?
有这个元素。
So it's about prayer, yes, but not exactly.
还记得吗？年轻人记得吗？
Young people, do you remember?
Lawrence 记得吗？年轻人。那年老人呢？
What about the older people?
平安。
Is it about peace?
平安是之前的，在之前的一个信息哈。好，没关系。有时候我自己都不记得自己讲过什么。
That's all right. Sometimes I also don't remember.
记得了吧？记得。
Now you see. Now you remember.
往下扎根，往上结果。
I talked about taking root downward and bearing fruit upward.
那如果我们想结果子，我们必须先往下扎根。
In order that we can bear fruit, first of all, we must take root downward.
往下扎根是什么意思？
And what does it mean to take root downward?
上一次讲过，有两层意思。
And we saw that there are two aspects of the meaning.
因为根部是一般是人看不见的。
Because the root system of a tree is invisible to the human eye.
所以根部是一个隐藏的一个地方。
So you may say, where the root system is a secret place.
如果关于是我们的属灵生命的话，那就是在神的隐秘处里面。
And applying this to the spiritual world, the secret place means the God's secret place, where God is.
如果我们想结果子，我们就必须常常的来到神的隐秘处。
So in order that we can bear fruit for God, we must first take root in God's secret place.
而且我们需要遵行他的旨意。
And also, we must do God's will.
如果我们做得到这两点，我们的根部，我们的跟神的关系就很安稳。
If we can do these two things, then our relationship with God is firm.
那今天我想主要跟大家分享的就是关于这个隐秘处。
Today, I would like to continue to explain what is meant by God's secret place.
是神的隐秘处。那说到隐秘，隐秘是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean?
是不是说神喜欢跟我们玩捉迷藏，他爱藏起来，不让你找到。
And what does it mean that the secret place of God? Does it mean that God somehow likes to play hide and seek with us? He wants to hide himself from us?
神是一个很神秘的人物，他不让你知道的，他要跟人保持距离。
Does it mean that God is a mysterious personality? That he doesn't want you to know about him? He wants to keep a distance from you.
这是隐秘的意思吗？
Is that what they mean by God's secret place?
当然不是。
Of course not.
那如果不是这个意思，隐秘又是什么意思呢？
Now, if this is not what it means, then what does it mean?
我们回到马太福音来看看。
And once again, we return to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第六章第三四节。
in chapter 6 and verses 3 and 4.
这里提到神天父在隐秘中。
And this talks about our Heavenly Father being in a secret place.
就是当你施舍的时候，你喜欢公开让人知道，为了得人的称赞，还是不公开，只让这位在隐秘处的神看到。
When you give money or goods for the poor, do you want to do it in front of people so that people can see you and praise you, or do you want to do it in God's secret place?
下一句就是谈到你祷告进食的时候，你喜欢公开让人知道，为了得人的称赞，啊，你这个人真是虔诚了。还是你只是想让神看见讨神的喜悦呢？
And in the following verses, we see Jesus says that when we pray, do we want to pray in front of people so that people can see you and respect you for your what you do, or do you want to pray only in the secret place of God so that only God can see you pray?
所以谈到神在隐秘处，这里其实是在对比人的两种动机。
So we see then what is being emphasized here are two different motives for doing things.
你是想得人的称赞，还是想得神的？
Whether or not you are after people's approval, or whether you are seeking only God's approval.
如果我们再看这从第三节这里，我的已经涂上了红色的字。
Here in verse 3, you can see some words are highlighted in red.
这里说天父在隐秘中做什么？
Here, what does it say about the Heavenly Father? What does he do in secret?
做什么？
So?
Huh? Reward?
The words in red.
报答，报答。但报答我们之前他做什么？查看，查看。
He sees in secret. He can see what people does in secret.
啊，你施舍的时候，即便没有人看到，神看到。
When you give money or things for the poor, even though people might not see what you do, but God sees you.
你祈祷的时候，
And when you pray,
你进到你的密室里，你自己的房间里，关上门。
When you have entered your room and closed the door behind you,
没有人看到你
祈祷。So no one can see you praying.
但是父在隐秘中做什么？
But the Father who is in secret can see you.
你进食的时候也是一样。
The same applies to people when people fast.
你进食的时候不要大声地告诉人，然后装出一副很弱很饿的样子。
So when we do learn to fast, do not put up a very pitiful face so that people can know you are fasting.
好让人赞赏你啊，你真虔诚了。
And so that people can have a high regard about you to say that you are really godly and spiritual.
如果我们进食祷告的时候，我们的对象是神。我们是为了亲近神。
And if when you fast, your motive is to draw near to God, your purpose is to honor God.
所以呢，我们在隐秘中的天父在查看我们。
When we do that, the God who is in secret can see you.
那说到神在隐秘中查看，所以我们知道这位在隐秘中的神不仅没有藏起来，其实他时时刻刻都在观察我们。
So not only our God is not a God who hides himself, but quite to the contrary, he sees everything you do.
你做的事，不管公开不公开，他都在查看。
Whatever you do, whether you do them in front of people or in secret, everything you do, he can see.
也就是说，这位神是无处不在，无所不知的。
In other words, this God is everywhere and he knows everything.
他不仅能够看见每个人每件事，就是你心中隐藏的思想态度，他都知道。
Not only God can know every thought that you have and everything, actually including what your secret thoughts and attitude in your heart, he also can see.
而且他会按照你所做的、你所想的，要么就是报答你，要么就是报应你。
And according to what you do and how you do them, he will either reward you or punish you.
所以今天我要讲的就是，在一个隐秘中的神，他在查看我们。
So what I want to talk about today is that our God is a God who sees us in the secret place.
当你听到神每时每刻都在查看你的时候，你有什么感觉？
Now when you hear this, that God can see you every minute of your life and whatever you do, how do you feel about this God?
你觉得害怕还是感到安慰？
Do you feel this is scary or do you feel this is comforting?
有谁觉得我害怕？
Who feels scary?
Pastor Lucy 觉得 scary, Lawrence 觉得 scary 啊，害怕害怕。其他人呢不害怕。
What about the rest of you? You're not afraid about this fact?
你觉得挺好的，感觉很好。
How do you feel? You feel this is quite good? This is quite nice?
那不举手的，我就是说你不害怕了。
So let me assume that those of you who have not raised your hands, that you are not, you don't think this is scary.
但是 Lawrence, 为什么你觉得害怕？
So,
你觉得害怕？
Lawrence, you feel scary?
为什么呢？
And why do you feel this is scary?
Because why not?
你不希望有人在监视你哈？Pastor Lucy 呢？你呢？
It's important. 我两边我都有，
大家都听得懂了。Lucy 牧师讲的哈，胃有两个胃，都是胃。
In Chinese, there are two different words with the same pronunciation, but with entirely different meanings.
一个是敬畏的畏。
The first is 畏 means awesome fear.
一个是安慰的慰。
The second 畏 means comfort.
我再给你们多一次机会哈。有谁觉得你知道神在查看你的时候，你觉得害怕？
I'll give you another chance to voice your opinion. When now you know that God knows everything about you,Do you feel this is scary, or you feel fear, or you think this is comforting?
其实有三个选择吧。要么你就觉得害怕，要么你就觉得安慰，要么就是你也觉得害怕，你也觉得安慰。
So you have three choices. Either you feel fearful, or comforting, or a combination of the two.
这应该不是很难选择吧。
So I don't think this is a very difficult choice to make.
那谁觉得神我害怕？
So,
我纯粹害怕。
Who of you, you solely feel a sense of fear?
也没有。这一次
no, no.
Lawrence 都改变主意了。
So,
有没有有人觉得我纯粹觉得安慰，不害怕，不害怕神？
Anyone of you who feel only one-sidedly that this is a comforting thing to know?
那是 有谁觉得我两种感觉都有的？
Who of you think this is a combination of two feelings?
No.
But in different proportions.
In different proportions.
就比例不同，但是两种感觉都有。
Yeah. So we feel we experience both emotions.
我不单只觉得有两种的感觉是很正常。
Not only do I think that to have both emotions is a normal thing.
我更加的觉得要进入神的隐秘处，这两种的感觉都应该有。
I want to add that in order to enter into God's presence in His secret place, we need to have both.
跟神一个健康、正常的关系，就是既敬畏又觉得神可以亲近。
Because if we want to have a healthy and normal relationship with God, we need to have a godly fear about Him and also a intimacy with Him.
好像 Pastor Lucy 说，敬畏是很重要的。
And just like what Pastor Lucy said a moment ago, a godly fear for God is very vital.
其实是跟神建立关系的一个很重要的基础。
It strikes at the very foundation of a man's relationship with God.
在旧约圣经记载了一段历史。
And in the Holy Scripture is recorded one incident.
就是当摩西领以色列人出埃及之后。
And after Moses, the servant of God, led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
神要和以色列民立约。
And God was ready to enter into a covenant with the people.
神就吩咐全民来到西乃山的山脚。
So God gave instruction that the people should gather at the foot of Mount Sinai.
因为神要来到他们当中。
Because God was about to descend upon them on Mount Sinai.
神要来到西乃山上显他自己。
He will descend upon the mountain to reveal himself to the people of Israel.
当天神是以什么的姿态出现呢？
And in what manner did God reveal himself to Israel?
雷轰。
Thunders.
闪电。
Lightnings,
密云,
thick cloud,
非常强大的脚声,
a very loud trumpet blast,
全民都什么抖, 颤抖, 颤抖,
so that all the people in the camp trembled.
还有整个西乃全山冒烟,
the whole mountain was wrapped in smoke.
全山猛烈震动。
And the mountain quaked greatly.
然后摩西就向神说话。
And then Moses began to speak to God.
神用什么回答？
And how did God respond?
用雷声回答。
He used thunder in reply.
那这是一个挺可怕的一个景象。
And we can imagine that was a very fearful sight, to say the least.
大家都听过雷轰、闪电，都见过了，对吧？
We have all seen or heard the thunders and seen lightnings.
我记得在好多年前，我还在读高中的时候。
I remember many years ago when I was going at high school.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
我的学校是建在山顶上。
My school was situated on a hill.
所以风景很优美。
And the view was great.
但是有一天打雷了。
But one day there was lightning, or there was thunders.
我还在学校。
I was still at school.
我看到一望无际的那片的天空，有闪电，有雷轰，很可怕。
I saw in the sky, in the horizon, lots of thunderings and lightnings. It was very terrible.
因为我在山顶，我跟那个天好像很近。
Because I was up the mountain, I felt I was very close to the sky.
你可以想象，如果当时候我们在以色列民当中，神以这样的姿态出现，也许我们会，drop dead, 就是吓死了。
So imagine if you were there at Mount Sinai and heard and saw these things, maybe we might drop dead.
然后神吩咐摩西。
And then, God gave instructions to Moses.
他说，你要定一条界限，在向着，不让人民，跨越这条的。
He said to Moses, you should go and set boundaries for the people. The people must not cross the boundary and ascend the mountain.
只有摩西一个人可以上山见我。
Only Moses, you can ascend and see me.
其他人都要在山脚等候。
The rest of the people must stay at the foot of the mountain.
不可以走近，也不可以摸山脚。
They must not draw near, nor can they touch anything at the mountain.
过界者死。
Those who transgress this command will be put to death.
哇，神和以色列民立约之前，第一样要他们学的就是敬畏。
So in preparation to enter into covenant with the people of Israel, the very first thing God taught the people was to fear him.
敬畏。
Fear.
敬畏是很重要的。
We know that to have a fear of God is very important.
如果我们常常记得神在查看我们的时候，我们最起码就是不敢犯罪。
If we remember that at all times God can see what we do and where we are, then at the very least we dare not commit sin.
当有诱惑在我们面前的时候，我们会想，如果想起。神在查看我，也许这会帮助到你不会犯罪。
Supposing you enter into temptation, you are facing temptation. If at the moment you remember that God sees you, then perhaps you dare not go ahead and sin.
生活上有一些很贴切的例子。
And in our daily lives, we can think of some examples of this.
比如说，我们每个礼拜天来到这里聚会。
And every Sunday we come to this place for service.
有时候我发现，房间里或者是厨房里，都没有收拾好。
And sometimes we find that either this room or in the kitchenette, and then things have not been cleared away.
所以有时候你会发现，你看到有水果啊，有饼干啊，咖啡啊。茶啊、
and we see fruits or biscuits, cake sometimes, and tea or coffee.
啊，那个时刻，你的心里，你有会不会起贪念
？And would you become greedy when you see these things?
啊，我今天还没喝咖啡啊，啊，弄一杯。
Would you say that I haven't had my daily coffee? So should I help myself?
或者是啊，这种的饼干好像挺好吃的啊，也许他不要了啊，
or,
我拿一片吧。
Or do you think to yourself that you see the biscuit and it's quite looking quite nice? It's a kind of biscuit I haven't tried before. Maybe they don't want them anymore. So can I help myself?
那这个是很小的事情。
Now this is a very minor thing.
但是因为是很小，所以有时候我们就会没有注意。
But because, precisely because this is minor, we don't pay too much attention.
其实我们租这个场地的时候，经理已经说了，如果要吃要喝，要到楼下去买。
when we signed the contract with Gateway Conference Center, the manager has made it very clear to us, if we want to eat anything, go to the cafeteria and buy from him.
所以遇到就是这么小的事情，如果我们想起神在查看我们，也许会帮助到我们不敢很轻易的去犯错。
So I say again, if we remember that God know where we are and he can see what we are doing, perhaps we dare not to take the opportunity lightly and do these wrong things.
另外，当我们懂得去敬畏神的时候，我们心中常常有神。
And secondly, if we have a godly fear for God, then in our heart we are mindful of God. We feel a certain respect for God.
就是当我们心中有神的时候，无论我们做什么，都会想起这样会不会带给神好的名誉，或者是会破坏他的名誉。
If we can be mindful of God's presence all the time, then at least we can say, when we face temptations, if I do this thing, will I bring dishonor to God, or will I bring honor to Him?
那就是说，我们心里有多少对神有多少的尊敬、尊重。
In other words, it all depends on how much respect you have for God.
最近我都常常在想一个问题。
And recently, I've been thinking about the one thing.
就是在我们每个礼拜天聚会的时候。
When we come here for Sunday worship service,
我发现我留意到有一个现象。
I noted a phenomenon.
就是我们很多时候都惯性迟到。
And that is by habit, we arrive this place late.
那有时候有突发事情耽误了我们，这是可以理解的。
Now it is understandable if we are late because of an emergency.
突发事情就是比如说巴士晚点了，或者是马拉松封路，我不知道。
For instance, your bus that you depend on is late, or there is a marathon run in the city and the roads are blocked.
或者是天气变冷了，车头的挡风玻璃结冰，所以你要时间去刮冰。
Or when the weather is cold, when you arrive at your car, you know that the windows and the doors are iced up and locked, so you need to spend time to de-ice it.
突发事情就是一些意料不到的事。
So emergencies are things that you did not expect.
如果是为了突发的事情耽误了我们不能准时到的话，这个可以理解。
Now, if because of emergencies that we cannot arrive in this place on time, then it's understandable.
但是现在我说的是一种惯性迟到。
But what I'm talking about is that it is we are late by habit.
这方面我们整体一起的要进步。
And this is something that we, as a whole, as a church, we need to make improvement.
不是说某一个人、两个人，我说我们整体都需要进步。
So we are not talking about a certain one or two individuals, but as a church, we need to improve.
但是为什么我们会有惯性迟到的这种现象呢？
But the question is, why do we arrive late at the worship service habitually?
我想来想去，都想不出很有理由的理由。
So I think and I think, then I cannot come up with some reasonable explanation.
我只想出一个理由。
I can only think of one.
就是除了我们心里面 看重神，不重视这个约会，这个聚会，除了这个原因，我就想不出有其他原因。
And the only one reason or explanation I can think of is that we do not respect God, and we do not think, that the appointment is important enough.
忙碌绝对不是一个理由。
Now that we are being busy and too occupied is not a reason.
因为我发觉我们当中也有一些好忙碌的人啊。
Because among us, there are people who are always very busy.
但是这个人是其中一个最早到的。
But,Such individuals are almost always the first one to arrive.
他已经梦杰了，他坐在后面，他知道我说他了。
And that person I was thinking about is 梦杰了。
好多月前我问他，你这么早就到了。
So many months ago, I said to him, So, yo, you are early today.
他说，是啊，因为我要停车在消防局。所以如果晚来，我怕找不到车位。
He said to me, yeah, because I need to park my car near the fire station. If I don't arrive early, I fear I might not find a parking space.
他很聪明啊。
So he was being sensible.
还有，他一定是看重这个聚会。
And what is more, I think, he think coming to worship service is important.
还有另外一些都是家庭主妇，都有很多事务要忙啊。
And some housewives are also very busy people with many things to attend to.
但是他好像从来没有迟到过。
I think of one housewife, and this person, as far as my memory goes, is never late for church.
这就是 Jennifer 了。
I'm thinking about Jennifer.
她总是很早的到了。
He always, without fail, arrive much earlier than she should.
有时候十点半，有时候十点四十分，十点半，有时候是十点四十分，对。
Sometimes she arrives at 10:30, that is half an hour early, or sometimes at 10:40.
那 Jennifer, 你有什么秘诀？你有家庭，你有小孩，这小孩都还没会走路，还没会讲话。
早起，
对。那我们要交换心得，对吧？我们交换心得。
So I wonder what secret, what the key to.Jennifer's punctuality, and she said, it's very simple, I get up early.
我觉得这是一个很好的办法，对吧？
So this is a very sensible thing to do.
如果你重视某一个约会，你一定能够找到办法的。
Because if you think an appointment is important, then you will find a way to be punctual.
比如说周六不要太晚睡，如果能的话。
For example, if possible, don't go to bed too late Saturday night.
周日早点起来，提早出门。
So you can get up early Sunday morning and leave home early.
我说要交换心得哈，我自己都有一个心得。
And I said that it's good to exchange.Opinion, how to be punctual, I have something to share with you also.
我自己的时间观念也见不得很强。
I confess that I do not have a very strong sense of time and punctuality.
其中一个原因是我很少看时间。
And one of the main reasons why that is that I seldom take a look at the clock of my watch.
我已经没有戴手表了。可能八年九年了。
It has been 8 or 9 years. I haven't worn a wristwatch.
为什么
？And why don't I wear a watch?
现代人不戴手表了。
Because modern people, we don't wear wristwatch anymore, do we?
那你怎么看时间呢
So how do you look at the time?
手机。
So the smartphone, of course.
但是问题是我的手机常常我不知道放在哪里。
But then I do not know oftentimes where I leave my cell phone.
所以如果靠手机我不可靠很容易误点。
So for me, at least, I can't depend on my smartphone.
为了挣钱我自己的时间观念。
In order to improve and to enhance my sense of time,
我就从抽屉里拿出了一个从来没有戴过的手表。
So I dish out a wristwatch from one of my drawers, which I've never worn before.
这个手表呢是前年我回香港的时候有一个旧同学送给我的。
And this watch was given to me as a gift by one of my middle school ex-classmates.
但是我放在抽屉里不管了。
But then when I came back, I put the watch in the drawer and never see it again.
但是最近我就把它拿出来戴上。
So recently I took it out and began to wear it.
不靠手机我觉得有帮助。
So I find that I have improved because I don't depend on the smartphone anymore.
另外我买了两个时钟。
And another thing is that I bought two new clocks.
我家本来就只有一个时钟。
And we used to have only one clock at home.
就在厨房里。
And that clock was on the wall in the kitchen.
但是很明显是不够了。
And it was clear to me to have only one watch in the kitchen was not enough.
所以我多买了两个。
So I bought two more.
我很少花钱的。
I was very stingy. I don't spend money.
但是这个我觉得我真的应该买这个了。
But I said to myself, I needed to buy these two new clocks.
我需要加强我的时间观念。
I must improve on a sense of time.
所以买了两个好东西。
So I bought two very good clocks.
挺大的。
And big ones as well.
然后冬令时间、夏令时间的时候不用自己调，它会自动调的。
This is a new electronic clock.When you have changed from summer time to winter time, you don't need to adjust the clock. It changes on its own.
所以对我这些很上网的人呢，是很好用，很管用。
For someone as forgetful as myself, this is very practical.
所以一个我放在客厅。
So one of this new clock, we put it on the wall in the lounge.
一个放在我自己的书房。
The other one, I put it right in front of me in my study room.
所以无论我走到哪一间房，我都能看到时间。
So wherever I go in the flat, I would see a clock.
对我很有帮助。
So for me, this is helpful.
所以如果你的习惯是几点聚会就几点到的话，我现在建议你另外一个好习惯。
Now, if it is your habit that if an appointment is at certain time, then you also always arrive at that time, then I have a proposal for you.
我建议你要开始养成一个新习惯。
I suggest that you begin to cultivate a new habit.
就是至少提前十分钟到。
And that is to arrive at an appointment at least 10 minutes early.
我说提前十分钟应该不是很高要求吧。
So this doesn't look like a very demanding suggestion, is it?
我们来到神的殿。
When we come to the temple of God,
提前十分钟到，然后五分钟前坐下安静，等候崇拜开始。
Arriving 10 minutes early so that we can sit down and quiet down 5 minutes early.
诗歌是崇拜的一部分。
Singing hymns to God is part of worship.
听宣布都是崇拜的一部分。
Listening to the announcements of the day is also part of the service.
这是不是开场白，可有可无。
This is not an optional introduction that you can miss or take or leave.
所以如果我们心中有神，敬重他的话，我们都会重视他。
So that's why I say, if you're mindful of God, and you have respect for him, then you'll be punctual.
我前几很好多年前，大概十几年前，我知道香港有一间的教会。
Many years ago, I knew of a Christian church in Hong Kong.
我从来没有见过这一类的教会。
I had not seen such a practice, among the churches before.
他一到点开始聚会，我忘了几点，也许是十点半。他一到点聚会，大门就给锁了。
So when the time comes, the worship service starts, the main entrance and all the doors will be locked.
他教会就是想教育会众要尊重神，不要迟到。
It was clear the church leadership wanted to educate the people that we must respect the worship service for God.
我很欣赏这些的领导人。
I really appreciate and admire the leadership on this point.
我有时候都想，我们有没有这种的胆量？
And sometimes I think to myself, do we have the guts to do the same here?
那这种这么严格的教会，你以为没有人喜欢去？
What do you think? A church as strict as this, do you think many people would like to go there?
如果你这样想，你就错了。
If you think not many people would like to go such a church, then you're mistaken.
那个礼堂可以坐三四百人，三四百人。
The hall can sit 300 to 400 people.
都坐满了。
And it was full, packed to the full.
你迟一点到达，都找不到空位。
You might not even find a seat if you arrive late.
所以我觉得。这很好啊。
So I think this is a very good example.
我们需要多点的敬畏神。
So we need to have more respect for God.
我们一起整体在这方面进步。
Let us, as a community, as a church, make improvement.
我希望我不需要锁门，大家都会。提前的到达来崇拜。
We hope that we do not need to resort to locking the entrance before we can learn to be punctual.
如果你是个基督徒，你想结果子的话，被神使用的话，你必须要在小事上忠心。
If you're a Christian and you want to bear fruit upward for God, if you want.To be used by God, and then you must learn to be faithful, starting from small things.
在小事上忠心，神才会把大事交给你。
Only when you've proven faithful in small things will God entrust you with bigger things.
但更何况，惯性的迟到并不是一件小事。
But I'm not saying that habitually.Be late is a small thing. It is not.
所以我用了很长的时间讲这个敬畏神这一方面。
So I have spoken for quite a few minutes about having a godly fear for God and having a respect for God.
神在隐秘中查看，叫人生敬畏，不敢犯罪。
The fact that God can see everything we do causes us to feel a certain fear that we dare not do wrong.
不敢犯罪，不敢轻视神，也不敢做一些对不起神的事。
We dare not take God lightly. We also dare not do something that is offensive to God.
但是同时，神在查看我们，能带给我们。
But on the other hand, the fact that God can see everything we do is also a comforting fact.
我常常记得 Jill 的妈妈，她常常经常说：“亚伟神啊，看着我。”
I remember something that Jill's mother liked to say.And she always says, Yahweh, God, look after me.
看着我啊。
Look after me.
我希望我们同样好像安提一样，常常地说，神啊，看着我。
Let us learn from Jude's mother and say to God, Oh God, look after me all the time.
等这一次的看着我能带给我们安慰。
Because with God always looking at us and looking after us, brings us comfort.
马太福音第六章六节说，你父在隐秘中查看，必定报答你。
We read Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, Your Father who sees in secret, He will reward you.
这给我们多大的安慰，多么大的安慰。
What comfort these words of Jesus brings.
你做的好事，神不会忘记。
Because whatever good you have done, whatever things you have done right, God never forgets.
你为神为人付出过的劳力不会白做，因为神会亲自报答你。
Whatever you have done for God, whatever you have done for people, God never forgets, and He Himself will reward you. You have not done these things in vain.
即便目前也许你看不到成果，但是不必灰心丧志，因为神看到，他一定会亲自报答你的。
And maybe you do not get to see the fruit, the result of your good deeds, but don't lose heart. There's no need to feel discouraged.
所以圣经说，行善不要灰心。
And that's why the scripture says, do not grow weary in doing good.
因为你不是做给人看，要得人的称赞。
Because your motive is not to do these things so that people can see you, but you do it for God.
只要神在查看，他知道，我就心满意足。
So as long as God can see what I have done and He knows it, then I'm satisfied.
从这句经文，我们也知道神是公正的。
So from this scripture, we also know God indeed is very fair.
如果你为神受了委屈，神知道。
For example, you feel being wronged over something, God knows.
他在查看，他会替你说话，他会替你伸冤。
He can see, He will bring justice to you.
一切都会有公平的审断。
In the end, at the end of the day, there will be a completely fair judgment.
我们尽管信靠他。
Just put your trust on Him.
把不公平的事交给他处理。
Commit whatever unfair things to God.
耐心地等候神出手。
And wait patiently for the hand of God to move.
如果你这样相信，这样的祷告，这样的交托，你不仅能够得到安慰，你还能够得到心灵的洁净。
And if you learn to trust God in this way and pray to Him in trust in this way, not only God will see you, but He will also
心灵得到洁净。
He will also purify your inner heart.
因为当你遇到不平的事的时候，你心中一定很气愤。
It is understandable that every time we come across something unfair to you, then you complain.
借着相信这位在隐秘处的神，你的苦楚和抱怨就会顿时消失。
But if you trust in God, your complaints, your murmuring,can vanish.
你的内心就能得到洁净。
And your heart can be purified.
第八节这样说，在你祈求以先，你们的父已经知道你们的需要了。
In verse 8 of Matthew chapter 6, we read, For your father knows what you need before you ask him.
在隐秘处的神，他看见，他也知道。
The God who sees you in secret, He knows. He knows what you need.
So you don't have to worry.
So So you don't need to be anxious.
你尽管放心跟随他的道路。
Just put your confidence in him and follow in his path.
如果你每天每刻都敏感到神在查看你，都在你身边的时候，如果你相信而且进入他的隐秘处的时候，你会有什么的变化呢？
If you truly believe that indeed God can see you, whatever you do, and every day you learn to enter into God's presence in that secret place, what kind of a transformation will take place in your life?
不知不觉你会学会敬畏神。
What will happen is that slowly but surely you will have learned to have a godly fear for God.
只怕神不怕人。
You will have learned to fear only God and not people.
你不会那么容易就受人不好的影响。
And you will not be so easily be influenced by other people.
你学会凡事信靠，懂得交托。
You have learned to trust in him in all things and to commit to him everything.
只看神不看人。
You have learned to look only to God but not at people.
你的内心也会得到神的净化。
As I say, your heart will also be purified.By God.
你会感觉到神的能力充满你。
You will feel the power of God filling you.
你有力量过一个圣洁的生活。
And you feel the strength for living every day.
照着神的意思去用你的人生。
And according to God's will, you will spend your life in a good way.
所以今天我的分享就到这里。
So I've come to the conclusion of the message today.
盼望大家都一起的学习，跑到这个隐秘处。
So let us together learn to come before God in His secret place.
去敬畏他。
To fear Him.
尊重他。
Respect Him.
重视他。
Hold him in heart regard.
从他那里得到无比的安慰。
And to derive unspeakable comfort from him.
还有力量。
And also strength.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们先安静在神的面前。
Let us first spend some moments of quiet before him.
跑到他的隐秘处。
Let us draw near to him in the secret place.